For years, they mocked and denied it. They told you VADS wasn't real, that it was all in your head. But the truth can't stay buried forever. Now, the dam is breaking, and the COVID cabal are in panic mode. Researchers at prestigious organizations are admitting the truth about vaccine-acquired immune deficiency syndrome. And whistleblowers within Pfizer are coming forward with a chilling revelation. VADS was never just a side effect. It was designed to be contagious. That's right. Even the unvaccinated are not safe. According to Pfizer insiders, the VADS epidemic was engineered to peak in late 2025. And when it does, the world will witness an unprecedented wave of deaths. Billions gone in a matter of months. They planned this. They counted on you never finding out. But now, thanks to brave researchers and whistleblowers, you know. And once you know, there's no going back. Before we dive in, join the TPV free speech community over on Soju. Soju is a digital space where ideas and information can take place without any annoying algorithms or restrictive rules getting in the way of free expression. And sign up to become a member of the world's first ever cybernation that truly believes in life, liberty, and the pursuit of your dreams. Visit joson.com and click the Join Us button today. It's completely free. Have you noticed something different about the vaccinated? The pale, almost greyish complexion, the lingering brain fog, the sudden mood swings, the constant fatigue, and the way even the mildest cold or flu seems to knock them down for weeks. You're not alone. These disturbing observations are being reported worldwide, and the people are waking up to the truth. No wonder the COVID cabal are in panic mode. Like former CDC director Rochelle Walensky, who is hiding out in Germany.
Hey, Dr. Walensky, Ivan Raiklin, I really look forward to you testifying about your involvement in murdering 38,000 Americans due to the jab.
The crowd at the White House on Thursday made their feelings loud and clear, erupting in boos as Trump acknowledged Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla. Big Pharma has been exposed, and their reputation has never been worse.
We also have the head of Pfizer here, so I want to thank him. One of the great... great people, one of the great businessmen. Thank you, Albert. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
If Bourla thought his day couldn't get any worse, he was in for a rude awakening. An insider from deep within Bourla's corrupt empire has stepped forward, blowing the whistle on a chilling truth. VADS isn't a side effect of the vaccine. It was the end game all along. Even more disturbing, the entire pandemic and vaccine rollout were meticulously planned to trigger a mass die-off beginning in 2025. And it gets worse. The whistleblower directly implicates Bourla in this conspiracy against humanity, and they have the receipts. But before we get into that, it's worth noting that even the academic institutions that once gaslit the public about the jabs are finally starting to admit the truth. Research scientists connected to a groundbreaking Yale study have uncovered some shocking findings. Free spike protein detected in subjects up to 700 days after receiving a COVID shot. A sustained drop in CD4 cells, pointing to a serious long-term immune system devastation. In simple terms, Yale has proven the existence of vaccine-induced AIDS. That's right, VADS. The same condition that the mainstream media and fact-checkers have been so determined to suppress since the vaccine rollout in 2021.
A bombshell new study from Yale Medical School finds people suffering from long COVID are actually suffering from mRNA vaccine injury. As if that's bad enough, it's worse than that. These people are suffering from what's called vaccine-induced AIDS. It's called VADS. This is from Slate News. Leading scientists from the world-renowned Yale University have confirmed that COVID mRNA vaccines cause vaccine-acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, VADS. A bombshell study conducted by researchers at Yale University School of Medicine found that mRNA injections alter human biology to create long-term spike protein production that increases over time. The scientists warned that the COVID mRNA vaccines alter T-cell immunophenotypes, which triggers VADS. The study was led by Bornali Bhattachary, So not only were we collectively forced to take an experimental vaccine or what, risk losing our jobs, we were lied to about it. It didn't stop you from contracting or transmitting the virus. It wasn't safe. It caused heart issues, blood clots, autoimmune disorders. We were censored when we questioned the madness. And now we find out that the mRNA jab causes VADs in many people. This is one of the most egregious scandals in American history. Kash Patel's first order of business at the FBI should be throwing in prison every single person involved in this crime against humanity.
The Yale research scientists who risked their careers to defy Big Pharma have a message for those who still refuse to accept the truth and use the term vaccine-induced AIDS. As lead researcher Dr. Akiko Iwasaki said, it's time to speak plainly and accurately and use the acronym VAIDS with confidence. After all, the elite openly admitted early in the pandemic that they fused the spike protein with a small amount of HIV.
It holds it together and it allows it to stay 100% in that structure that's present on the surface of the virus.
The shape of the coronavirus spike protein before the virus meets our cells is what triggers the most protective antibody response. So Keith must make the spike protein in the lab, locking it into exactly the same shape by adding another protein that acts a bit like a clamp. And that protein is a tiny fragment of HIV.
As if fetal cells, aluminium and graphene oxide weren't reason enough to avoid the jabs, they went a step further. They put HIV in them. Predating the Yale study, scientists at Britain's prestigious Cambridge University found that more than a quarter of people injected with mRNA COVID jabs suffered what they very diplomatically referred to as an unintended immune response created by a glitch. Huh? A glitch caused an unintended immune response in 25% of the vaccinated. Megyn Kelly divulged that she was one of the unlucky ones, being diagnosed with an autoimmune disease shortly after she took what she described as the damn booster.
I regret getting the vaccine, even though I'm a 52-year-old woman, because I don't think I needed it. I think I would have been fine. I got COVID many times, and it was well past when the vaccine was doing what it was supposed to be doing. And then for the first time, I tested positive for an autoimmune issue at my annual physical. And I went to the best rheumatologist in New York, and I asked her, do you think this could have to do with the fact that I got the damn booster and then got COVID within 3 weeks? And she said, yes. Yes, I wasn't the only one she'd seen that with.
When will people finally address the elephant in the room? The spike protein, engineered in a Wuhan lab, contains GP120 GAG sequences from HIV. If you've had COVID or taken the vaccine designed to generate spike protein antibodies, you may have triggered an immune response eerily similar to HIV, raising serious concerns about VADs. We tried to warn the Australian people that the government's vaccine mandates must be defied at all costs. Unfortunately, heavily vaccinated Australia is now suffering the consequences, and the country's most senior health officials are breaking down.
Australia has administered more than 60 million doses of these vaccines to over 20 million people. Australia's governmental health authorities have chosen not to monitor new or emerging cancer trends following the widespread use of these vaccines. It is troubling that the Department of Health has not made data on cancer trends post-vaccination publicly available. It is their responsibility to do so. This is a critical gap in public health oversight. Given the massive contamination levels of rogue residual DNA in the Australian vials, we must expect an ongoing rise in cancers and other genetic disorders in Australia. This issue is a potential long-term health crisis waiting to happen. Without immediate action, we risk leaving Australians vulnerable to a wave of preventable diseases that may devastate families and strain our healthcare system. These gene-based vaccines should never have been considered. The technology had never been proven to be effective in preventing coronavirus infections. The technology had been shown to be unsafe long before it was used in 2021.
So, what is VAIDS and why does it cause people to test positive for AIDS? According to high-level Pfizer whistleblower, VAIDS was deliberately engineered to be contagious, systematically dismantling immune systems on a preset timeline. And for the heavily vaccinated, that clock is about to reach zero. We've got all the details right after this important message from our sponsor. Have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I recently saw a video he made and I was shocked. He's in his 80s and still kicking butt and working out and staying active. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and even has plenty of energy left over for his grandkids. He did this by making just one change. He says he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this one thing too, and she's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, and she has energy all day. Chuck made a special video that explains everything. Make sure you watch it by going to chuckdefense.com/TPV or by clicking on the link below this video. It will change the way you think about your health. Once again, that's chuckdefense.com/TPV or click on the link below this to watch the video now. You won't believe how simple it is. Just a reminder, the legendary Chuck Norris is in his 80s, and yeah, he's got more energy than me. He discovered he could create dramatic changes to his health simply focusing on three things that sabotage our body as we age. Watch his method by clicking the link below this video or by going to chuckdefense.com/TPV. Remember when Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla went on mainstream TV during the vaccine rollout and had the audacity to call those warning about the shots criminals?
People that won't make money, some of them, by playing with the emotions of these people are creating a whole conspiracy theory, and they are trying to basically to benefit and profit from this fear of the people. And this is who are the criminals.
Given the devastating consequences of the jabs and the blatant collusion of the elite, there can be no forgiveness, no amnesty. Only justice for these crimes against humanity. Bourla has a serious problem on his hands when it comes to staying out of prison. His own employees can't stand him. One after another, they keep coming forward to blow the whistle. First, we had a Pfizer whistleblower who released the internal documents that Pfizer wanted to remain under lock and key for 75 years.
A Pfizer whistleblower who works inside the company has released these documents showing that they had received over 158,000 reports of adverse reactions from December 1, 2020 through February 28, 2021. Serious adverse reactions, spontaneous abortions. It is absolutely evil what these people have done. The FDA was well aware, and that is why they wanted these documents hidden for 75 years. Because it just proves that this was intentionally released and they knew all along that it was going to cause massive heart attacks and strokes and deaths and infertility and miscarriages. I mean, it goes on and on and on. Neurological issues. The fact that this thing they call a vaccine is still on the market blows my mind. Because they have removed vaccines where 10 cases of a child getting sick occurred. And so this is evil, intentional, and whoever is involved must be held accountable.
There is a heavy viral load of AIDS lurking in every vial of COVID vaccine. And the truth has been staring us in the face for years. Unfortunately, according to a Pfizer whistleblower, those who fail to heed the warnings are going to pay the highest of all prices. And later in 2025, we're going to see deaths like never before.
Hello, whoever's listening. I've been a senior project coordinator at Pfizer for 8 years. I'm calling because I can't live with this anymore. What we did, what they made us do, it's eating me alive. I need the world to know before it's too late. Please just hear me out. This isn't a mistake or a conspiracy theory. It's a confession. The COVID vaccines, the gene therapies we rolled out, they weren't just rushed. They were designed to do this. VAIDS, vaccine-acquired immune deficiency syndrome, it's real, and it's tearing through people right now, stripping their immune systems bare. We knew it would happen, we planned it, and later this year, late 2025, it's going to hit a tipping point. You're going to see deaths like nothing before. Millions. Maybe more. The timing's built in, engineered into the shots. It's not random. It's a clock ticking down. Pharma didn't stumble into this. We worked hand in glove with the Department of Defense. Meetings, encrypted memos, timelines. They called it population resilience optimization. That's the term they used to dress it up, but it was a lie. The gene therapies, the mRNA, the viral vectors, they were built to degrade immunity over time, to trigger cascades of autoimmune failures, cancers, infections people can't fight off. They knew, we all knew, and we pushed it anyway. I still see their faces, those execs, those DOD suits. I remember one day, maybe 3 years back, sitting in the office late. It was winter, dark outside, snow piling up against the windows. I was filing data from the Phase 3 trials, cross-checking adverse events. Then my supervisor, Margaret, walks in. She drops this binder on my desk, heavy as a brick, and says, "Shred this tonight, no copies." I open it, just a glance. Pages of immune suppression markers, projected mortality curves spiking out to 2025. I ask her, "What's this?" She just stares at me, dead-eyed, and says, "You don't need to know, you just need to do it." I shredded it, every page, the machine jammed twice, and I stood there in the dark, listening to it groan, smelling the burnt paper. That night, I went home and threw up in my bathroom sink. I told myself it was the flu. But it wasn't the flu. It was guilt. That binder, it was the blueprint. They'd modeled it all, the slow burn, the latency, the mass die-off. A crime against humanity, a crime against God. I'm not religious, but there's no other way to say it. We played with life like it was a spreadsheet, and now the bills come and due. I'm not asking for forgiveness. I don't deserve it. I signed off on batches. I sat in meetings where we toasted milestones with cheap champagne while people started dying out there. I'm telling you this because you need to prepare. Late 2025, it's coming. Stockpile what you can. Protect your families. Spread the word. They'll call me a liar, a traitor, but I've got nothing left to lose. My hands are dirty, but maybe this can clean them just enough to face what's next. If you're hearing this, please don't let it be for nothing.
Instead of admitting that the vaccines were a catastrophic mistake, the elite's doubling down, pushing agendas that further weaken our immune systems. But the people are waking up to the hoax thanks to people like yourself and brave whistleblowers and researchers who are not afraid to risk their lives. World-renowned cardiologist Dr. Peter McCullough is raising alarms about a disturbing trend, a surge in positive HIV tests among the vaccinated and heavily vaccinated countries. Citing 9 peer-reviewed studies, McCullough clarified that the vaccines don't give people HIV. Instead, the diagnoses stem from severe vaccine-induced immunodeficiency, a far more concerning reality.
This is a breaking revelation. In Australia, there is a formal inquiry. It's a very parliamentary type of procedure. It's called the Terms of Reference. So the Terms of Reference all had to be submitted. And one of the ones that was accepted, I reviewed it personally, is for a term called vaccine-induced immunodeficiency syndrome, or VAIDS, vaccine, I guess, acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, VAIDS. And it was put forward by Dr. Melissa McCann. And what we've learned is in Australia, the very first COVID vaccine, which was an antigen vaccine, exposed part of the spike protein that turned nearly all the HIV tests positive in the vaccine recipients in Australia. This was early on. This was a stunning development. And so what became known is that part of the spike protein has the same sequence of amino acids as a glycoprotein on HIV. And we've known this because the white blood cell count is always depressed in acute COVID. Normally, it should be elevated in a viral infection. And there's been observation after observation now, and I want to cite the data. A paper by Feldman and colleagues described a young man who was going to commit suicide because he was HIV positive. This is written up in the peer-reviewed literature. And when they investigated him, he was a laboratory technician. They found that he had taken the vaccine. He was positive for the vaccine spike protein antibodies, but negative for the nucleocapsid. He didn't get the infection. And they did HIV viral load testing over and over again and could not find the virus. It was a false positive HIV test, just like the Australian vaccine recipients.
They unleashed heart attacks, strokes, and cancer through SV40, and now a VAIDS epidemic is on the horizon. How many TV presenters must keel over in the studio before their mainstream audiences start to question the propaganda they're being fed by the autocue reading news hosts? How many young and healthy people have to die of strokes, turbo cancer, and heart failure before the mainstream begins to wake up and smell the coffee? How many super fit professional athletes must have cardiac arrest on the field of play before people admit these incidents simply didn't happen in the past? The mainstream media is attempting to sweep the information about VAIDS under the carpet and continue the great cover-up of this crime against humanity. It's time for the hunters to become the hunted. Here at The People's Voice, we're determined to continue exposing the crimes of the elite, but we need your help. Subscribe to the channel, spread this video far and wide, and join the People's Voice Locals community for exclusive and uncensored content. I hope to see you there. Today's video is brought to you by IPv6ers. Are you a content creator who wants to publish information online without Big Brother spying and censoring your every move? IPv6ers is set to revolutionize the way information is disseminated on the internet by eliminating the need for big tech companies to provide unreliable, overpriced services such as self-hosting, email, and data management. IPv6ers enables an easy and accessible way for you to host your own web and email server with direct end-to-end connections and enhanced security. This means no snooping from Big Brother and no interference from the technocratic elite. If Hillary Clinton can get away with running her own server, why shouldn't you? Go to thepeoplesvoice.tv/IPv6 to sign up, or click the link below this video to take back control of the internet and win the info wars against the globalists. If you like our content, help support our sponsor, IPv6ers, and go to thepeoplesvoice.tv/IPv6 today. Thank you, IPv6ers, for making this video possible.